Well, thank God. Well, good to see a good group out to church tonight. Hallelujah. I've always sensed God's presence. How about y'all? I'm trying my best to try to figure out how I'm going to land on this thing, and I'm going to start here in a minute. How many of you ever, you know, some of you young ones probably don't think much about this. Some of you teenagers, and even some of us older heads. But I want all y'all to know that heaven is real. And I'm going somewhere. Turn your Bibles over. Just go open it somewhere and everywhere's good. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. I'll read there, but to kind of just get started, I want to preach tonight on how beautiful heaven must be. You know what? We got folks go soul winning here, and I appreciate you. You know what you're doing? You're going out there to win people from Christ so they don't have to go to hell and they can go to heaven. Amen. Woo! I don't even know how far I'll get tonight. The Bible says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. I don't know if you really believe it like I believe it, but I believe we're close to getting out of here. We're real close to going to the house. We got a globalist president-elect and a socialist vice president and a bunch of them just waiting for him to die so they can plunge us right into socialism. Somebody help me preach. And I want you to know what you have seen in this last year is just a prep for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a little prep. Somebody help me preach. The Bible said there'll be pestilence in the last days. We're just getting a little sample of it. It ain't nothing going to be what it's going to be like in the book of Revelation. But how many of y'all know this has been a miserable year, and I'll be glad when December 31st comes and maybe we can get rid of it next year. But I want to tell you something. This world is in on trouble and heartache and burdens. But be of good cheer, ladies and gentlemen. We're ready to go to the house. God's going to come back after us. The Lord himself's going to descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Let me tell you something. There's two ways that you're going to the house. You're either going to go by death. You know, Baptists blow my mind. They're the only group that sing and preach about heaven, and nobody wants to die to get there. Somebody help me. I want you to know, one of these days we're shipping out of here. The Bible said, let me give you a little bit. I don't know if I'm even going to get to my subject. I've got a lot of preaching on the overflow right here. The Bible said, let me see, we're going to go out of here one or two ways. The Bible said if this earthly tabernacle dissolve. 2 Corinthians 5. We have a building of God, not made with hands, eternal in heaven. Now I want all y'all to know this. There's not as much said about heaven right now as there's said about heaven in the future after the rapture. Am I right? But it does say this. Brother Chapman, I'm getting ready to go somewhere, but I don't know how to get there. I'm just having a time with myself right now. See, my Bible makes it plain. that one of these days this body is going to die. But I'm not going to die. Did y'all get that? This body is going to die. But I'm not going to die. See, let me go on and... Oh, man, I may have to do a series on this. I mean, I may just get introduced to Jeremy. Is that all right? This body is going to die. And what it means is it's going back to the grave and it's going to sleep. S-L-E-E-P. You said, well, you mean you believe in soul sleep? Did I say that, knucklehead? No. This body is going to sleep. But then this soul and spirit is going to go immediately upon my death into glory. Now, Lois, let me quote the scripture. To live is Christ. But hold it. But to die is gain. Paul said, I'd rather depart and be with Christ, which is far better. See, he was betwixt the two. He was thinking, I'd just soon live a while and preach some. But also, there's another part of me just soon get out of this mess. I want you to know these bodies are failing every day. They're dying every day. They're going down every day. They're miserable. They're going to go down. They're going to die. But ladies and gentlemen, death's not the worst thing that happened to you. It's going to be a wonderful thing to leave this body and be in the presence of God. Now, I don't know this present state, Chad. I don't, you know, we don't have as much said about that. But I will give you a couple things. I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm about to go over on the other land right now. The Bible said there's joy in heaven over one sinner repenting in the presence of the angels. We've had in the last 3 or 4 years some of our prime church members go on the other side. And I want you to know what they're doing. I know some of you are going to not like this. Did I say I was going to read 2 Corinthians? I am in a minute. I want to show y'all something. If I don't get all the way with this, can I preach this again? Turn to the book of Hebrews. I want to show you something. I'm just trying to explain this to you. Y'all got Hebrews in your Bible? I'm so shook up I can't find Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Are you there? Say amen. Hebrews chapter 12. This Skylar Bible's new to Erity. It's new and I'm having a hard time finding. There it is. How many of y'all ever had a new Bible and it won't open? There it is. Turn to Hebrews 12. Are you there? Now, look at verse number 1. I'm just going to talk to you now. I'm going to give you, this is just an introduction. I'm not even going to try to preach these points tonight. I just ain't going to do it. I'm going to give you an introduction. Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 12. Wherefore. And by the way, anytime you see it, you ought to know why it's there. Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, here's where some of you might be getting off on the rail with me, and I don't even really care. When your loved one dies, and when you die, here's what you're going to do. I want a couple of people to help me. Chad, come here. Jeremy, come here. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When your loved one dies, here's what they're doing. They're leaving the earthly theater. Are y'all hearing me? They're leaving the earthly theater where they're running the race. And they're coming up into the grandstand. Anywhere. Going to be a lot of people with you. Just sit. Be cool for a minute. You said, what are they doing up there? Floating around like Casper? No. Every time somebody gets saved, get up and give me a little hand, boys. Somebody just got saved. They shout it out. You see, you mean they're looking down on this earth? Absolutely are looking down on this earth and watching your race until you're finished, and then you get to come up in the grandstand with them and root everybody else on. Somebody help me. Amen. Man, I'm about to run. Hallelujah.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Some of y'all think heaven's not real. Heaven is real. Now, I don't know all. Y'all sit for a minute. I may use you again. I don't know everything about it. I really don't. But I do know this. That temporary building we're going to have, that God already got laid up for our soul and spirit until the best, it's going to be tangible. And you're going to know each other up there. And see each other up there. And enjoy each other up there. And be able to look and see over God's balcony of things that's going on right now. Anybody getting any help here yet? See, a lot of folks, here's what a lot of folks, they believe your soul sleeps. Your soul does not sleep. Hey, I can prove that right now. Over in Revelation chapter 5, when it talks about the tribulation martyrs, the Bible said their souls are under the altar crying out, how long, Lord, until you avenge those that will also die like we're going to die. Somebody help me, please. We're the only group. I never seen anything like us. We got a wonderful place to go. A wonderful place. And I don't know, again, Chad, I'm not clear on the present state of heaven as I am on the future state of heaven. Because we know a lot about the future state. No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more dying. We know there's going to be a city come out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. We know we're going to dwell in the New Jerusalem. I'll get to that next week. We know, well, the week after. We know we're going to, we know, but I'll tell you what we are going to have. When we go to heaven, we're going to have a reunion. Let me ask you something. How many's got somebody over there? How many's got a child over there? How many's got a husband or wife over there? How many's got a mama or dad over there? Think about this. The moment you leave this shell, the angels come down and escort you out. You say, you can't prove that. Why? What do you mean I can't prove it? Go back over in the book of Luke. Isn't that right, brother? Yeah, chapter number 16. There's a man named Lazarus and a rich man. And by the way, that's not a parable. And here's what happened. The rich man died and went into hell. And Lazarus went into Abraham's bosom. I'll explain that more next week. But I will tell you this. Heaven or paradise was in the center of the earth until the resurrection of Christ. And then the resurrection of Christ those people that were in paradise, paradise was emptied out, Lois. Taken into... Oh, you ain't doing this a little bit.
Yes, sir.
You've had a traumatic experience the last 3 or 4 weeks. I really don't understand exactly what I'm going to say to you, but I want you to know you're going to see those two little twins. You're going to see them in their perfection. You say, well, there ain't no way they're going to be perfect. Well, then you ain't read Psalm chapter 139 where it said that our members are recorded in His book. Don't you know, my God, we'll make them exactly the way they ought to be, and they'll see them and know that they are there. Somebody help me preach. I'm about to lose my mule.
Preach.
Yes,
sir. That's good preaching.
Well, Lord. I said, preacher, now, I've never heard this kind of preaching before. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. You said, I've never heard this before. I'm unlearned about it. Well, I'm just trying to teach you something about it. Because see, I want you to know, you need to get ready to go to the other side.
Amen.
If you're not saved, you need to get saved.
Amen. Right.
Now, hold on. Okay. Y'all with me? This just, did I say this was the introduction?
Yes, sir.
All right. You said, you going to ever get back to Corinthians? Absolutely not. I want y'all to do me a favor. Now turn to Philippians chapter number, excuse me, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. How many of y'all know where I'm going? Now, Chad, what did I say? How many ways are there to go to heaven? How many? Two for the believer. What's the first one? Right? Death. We don't know when we're going, do we? But let me show you the second one. Turn to first. This, by the way, did I say this was the introduction? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I want to explain these verses. Absolutely, I'm not preaching what I plan to. I'm building a porch. How much in 1 Thessalonians 4? Verse 13. Now listen to this. I want to explain these verses to you. Then I'm going to take you to 1 Corinthians 15. And y'all listen by way of live stream. Get your Bible open. Are you there? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That's those that's died, and their soul and spirit went to heaven, and their body is in the grave. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now listen to me. I think bereavement and grief is a natural thing because we miss them. But I don't think we need to grieve as the unsaved people grieve. Because see, that crowd has no hope. That crowd's on their way to hell. That crowd is doomed. But we are people of hope. Now listen, listen. How many's enjoying a little bit of this anyway? You ought to. You're going to experience it one day. If we believe, now I want to ask you a question, that Jesus died and rose again. Now I want to do a survey online and right here. How many believe that? You believe He died and rose again? Now listen to this. Jeff, this is good. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus, now they're in the grave. Listen to this. Will God bring with Him? They're in the grave. Part of them, their body. But the real them is in heaven. And when resurrection day comes, He's bringing soul and spirit back to the body. And I call that the best of the best. You go to heaven right now, it's going to be goody, good, good, wonderful. but it's not the best. The best is when he brings your soul and spirit out of heaven and reunites it with your body and takes all the sin and all the sickness and all the harm out of your body, and you have a new body like Christ's glorious body. I'm warming up here, son. Woo! Listen. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And I'll give you a little extra interpretation and not hurting the Bible at all. We won't precede them that are asleep. And we won't prevent their resurrection. Somebody help me preach. Now here's what's going to happen. For the Lord, I ain't never seen him, but I'm looking forward to it. Himself, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Mary Baker, Eddie Patterson Glover, whatever. Not Joseph Smith. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. I ain't never seen the archangel. I heard the archangel shout, speak, but I'm getting ready to. And with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You say, what's that mean? Everybody in that graveyard. You remember, how many remember when you planted your mom and dad? You planted them kids. How many remember that? You planted your husband. Remember that? I'm going to tell you what you're going to get to experience. You're going to get to experience watching them come out of the grave. Some of y'all say, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? I'm shouting in my soul.
What a day.
Now let's go on. I didn't know I was going to take so long on this, but I'm getting happy. Then, after they're up, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. Not when he comes to the earth, in the air. That's the rapture.
Amen.
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let's refresh this thing. What's going to happen? Dead's coming up. How many got that? Dead's coming up out of the grave.
Amen.
And then, as soon as they get up, I'm changed. Now, if we're as close as I think we are, 11:59, and you children, brother, get this right, you're getting ready to go to heaven, so I might as well teach you a little bit about where you're going. We are so close to seeing the Lord resurrect your loved ones and translate your body. Now, you say, what does that mean? That I may, and you may, be a part of the mystery that we all shall not sleep. We might not, every one of us, get to have to go to the undertaker. We just may get to experience the uppertaker. And our body will change. Woo! Into his likeness of his glorious body. And here's what's going to happen. Those is up in the gallery. Come on out of here. Because you done joined me. You're in your new body. I hope it don't look like that. But I'm kidding. And that.
Hair.
I hope I have hair.
Me too.
Did you hit your preacher?
You picked really two bad examples.
Did I?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? The dead people in Christ will come down with the rapture people, mm-hmm. and we'll all go up at the same time.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Is that good?
Yes, sir. Amen.
At the same time.
Praise the Lord.
And look, I'm almost, did I say I was almost done? I mean, can I ask you a question? I don't want to pin you. Just calm yourself a little bit. Y'all been through a hard time, haven't you? Let me ask you something. Was you losing those twins? What is your biggest consolation? What are you looking forward to most about them?
Just see them in a perfect body, healed.
You think it's going to happen?
100%. Praise the Lord.
No, man. Answer this, all y'all. Does this apply? Wherefore, comfort one another.
Amen.
With these words.
Amen. Yes, sir, preacher.
You said, what in the world are you so excited about? One of these days I'm going to see Dad, and I'm going to see my mama, and I'm going to see my family, and I'm going to see Jesus, and I'm going to see all the church members that went on. I'll see the George O'Briens and the James Cowells, and I may even watch him lead a choir song in heaven. I don't know what it's all going to be like, but I do know I'm getting out of this place. Either I'm going to die to get out of here, or I'm going to be raptured to get out of here, but I'm going. You say, why? You know you're gone, because I know I'm saved by the grace of God. And my question to you, on live stream and in this building, if you died today or Christ come today, how many of y'all in this room know you're going to hell? Raise them up.
Amen.
You ought not be ashamed.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you couldn't raise your hand but you wanted to do it? You want to know for sure you're going to hell. Online, is there anybody couldn't raise your hand? Hey, this is a real thing. It's going to happen. And God wants to bless you. You bow your head with me, stand. If you just want to come worship and praise Him, you can. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Brother Chad. Our Father, Lord, I'm glad we're people of hope. I know there's people that's hurting today. People's bodies that have cancer in it and sickness in it. Lord, if they don't get healing here, they're going to get healed in heaven. And I'm thankful for it. Lord, bless our people tonight. I hope they've been encouraged and helped. In Jesus' name, for His sake. Amen. Will you stand us?